We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. This broadcast service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking, and we're certainly thankful that you are a part of our congregation today, and we're trusting the Lord will make our broadcast service a blessing to you. Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for the love of God. We're thankful for Jesus who came because of your love. He became our Savior, our Lord, our Master, and we do desire to honor him and to please him. We desire to present his word, his truth, to this precious congregation today. We're asking for the Holy Spirit's anointing and leadership that we will be able to speak as an oracle of God. The words spoken might be conveyed to hearts by your Spirit and be a blessing to souls. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Our subject for today's broadcast, Some Scriptures for Daily Living. And our text of Scripture is found in 1 Corinthians 10:31. Here the Apostle Paul, writing to the Church of God at Corinth, said, "Whether therefore ye eat or drink, or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God." 1 Corinthians 10:31. Christianity is a life that we live. The following verses of Scripture will doubtless be a help to us if we will take them to heart and live them out in our daily lives. First of all, I call your attention to Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 32. "Be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you." What a beautiful scripture, and what meaningful instruction. Be ye kind one to another. Isn't that greatly needed in the world today? Being kind to one another. What's wrong with being kind one to another? What's wrong with being respectful one toward another? And then the Apostle Paul says, tender-hearted. There's so much hard-heartedness in the world today. You know, the Old Testament prophesied the fact that whenever the Lord saved us, He would take out the heart of stone, and He would give us a heart of flesh. And here, the Apostle Paul instructing the church at Ephesus that they are to be kind one to another, and they are to be tender-hearted toward one another. And not only that, but Paul said, forgiving one another. You know, the Lord Jesus taught that if we are not willing to forgive others who trespass against us, neither will our Heavenly Father forgive us our trespasses. And so we need to forgive one another. Yes, there are things that happen even among Christians where there's a need of apology or asking for forgiveness. And there are tender-hearted person, a person that wants to be kind, will be willing to do so, forgiving one another. Out of such soil will grow gentleness, kindness, and tenderness. Be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. I say, out of such soil will grow gentleness, kindness, and tenderness. And the second scripture that I would like to call your attention to is Colossians chapter 3 and verse 2. Set your affection on things above, not on things of the earth. We are to guard our heart. We are told in the scriptures that we are to keep it with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. See that your affections are on things above. Set not your affections on the things of this earth, where moth doth corrupt, where thieves break through and steal. No, set your affection on things above, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So Paul instructed the church in Colossae, set your affections on things above, not on the things of the earth. You see, we cannot have our affection set on the things of this earth and on God at the same time. As Jesus taught us, we cannot serve two masters. We must make a choice whether we're going to serve God or whether we're going to serve the world. And if we set our affections on the things of the world, we're going to serve the world. We're going to seek after the things of the world. Now, I'm talking about the sinful thing. I know we must go to our job. We must work. We must provide for our families. We need food. We need clothing. We need those things. And, of course, the Scriptures teach us to pursue those things. But when it comes to our affection, do not set your affections, not even on your home or on your car, but set your affection on things above. Guard that heart, guard it with all diligence, and keep it set on things of eternal value. Now, the third scripture, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. We are to be of a thankful heart. God has blessed us so abundantly. Why shouldn't we be thankful? There's not a person in our radio congregation today that doesn't have many things to be thankful for. And Paul said, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now, our subject today is some scriptures for daily living. And this is a very important scripture and important instructions in our daily living. Thankfulness is a grace easily improved on and developed if cultivated to help us keep a deep sense of thankfulness in our hearts. We must be mindful of the gracious dealings of God. Every good gift and every perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, nor even a shadow of turning. And so we need to improve in this thankfulness, this spirit of gratitude and thankfulness. And to help us to keep a sense of thankfulness in our hearts, we must be mindful of the gracious dealings of Almighty God. Remember, God is love, and He has given us richly all things to enjoy. Yes, He has given us guidelines to go by as to how we are to enjoy these things. And again, we're not to set our affections on the things of the earth. We're to set our affection on things above. But nevertheless, God blesses us with many rich blessings, and we need to be thankful, and we need to be grateful. The psalmist said, "The Lord is to be praised from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same." The psalmist also said, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth." Another psalm said, "Let all the people praise Him." So the Lord is to be praised, and we are to live with a thankful heart because of the blessings that God so freely bestows upon us. Now, our fourth verse, Philippians chapter 4 and verse 4. "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice." To rejoice in the midst of trial is health to the soul. This verse of Scripture goes in with the previous verse where I mentioned, or where Paul mentioned about us being thankful. "In everything give thanks." And now Paul says to the Philippian church, "Rejoice in the Lord always." And again, I say rejoice. To rejoice in the midst of the trial, that's not always an easy thing to do, but it is a profitable thing to do. In fact, if we will really rejoice in the midst of the trial, it'll probably shorten the length of the trial, and we will come out victorious and be able to rejoice, not necessarily in the trial itself, but in the victory that the Lord gives us. Now the fifth verse that I'd like to call your attention to is another verse out of 1 Thessalonians, this time chapter 5 and verse 17. "Pray without ceasing. He who does not pray at all is not a Christian, and he who does not pray much is not much of a Christian." That's a quote, and let me quote it again. "He who does not pray at all is not a Christian, and he who does not pray much is not much of a Christian." It takes a victorious prayer life to live a victorious Christian life. The Bible says men ought always to pray. Jesus said that. Jesus said men ought always to pray and not to faint. And I've said many times, if we don't pray, then we will faint. And so the Apostle Paul says, pray without ceasing. Now, he doesn't mean by that, pray 24 hours a day, but have your regular seasons of prayer. Yes, pray without ceasing. Have a prayerful attitude. You can do that even while you're driving down the highway or while you're at work. You can have a prayerful attitude. He who does not pray at all is not a Christian. So we must have a victorious prayer life to be able to live a victorious Christian life. Now another passage of Scripture out of Philippians, this time chapter 2 and verse 3. "Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves." When we are lowly, we see our own faults and our brother's virtues. This passage of Scripture is greatly lacking in the lives of many people. Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. There was a preacher told me one time, he said, "I'm not going to esteem anybody better than I am." Well, what he told me was, "I'm not going to obey the Scriptures. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves." So it takes a lowly, humble spirit and attitude to serve the true and the living God. And it takes this kind of an attitude to return good for evil. Our seventh verse of Scripture today, again referring to 1 Thessalonians, and again chapter 5, this time verse 15. See that none render evil for evil unto any man. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, regardless of how they may treat you, regardless of how they may say evil about you. See that none render evil for evil unto any man. To go about doing good out of a heart full of love is the way to spend life. Why go through life holding malice, holding evil, holding a grudge against others? See that none render evil for evil to any man, but go about doing good, having a good attitude, loving your very enemy. That's the happy way to live. That's the Christian way to live. Now, verse 8 that I want to call your attention to, and this one is found in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 2. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. To remove a burden from another's heart is truly Christ-like. To lift a load from off the shoulders of another is noble service. Now that's another quote, and I'd like to repeat it, and I'll repeat the verse. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. To remove a burden from another's heart is truly Christian. To lift a load from off the shoulders of another is noble service. Now, the ninth verse that I want to refer to, and this one is found in Romans chapter 12 and the latter part of verse 9. Abhor that which is evil. If sin has no horror to your soul, holiness has no beauty. If sin has no horror to your soul, holiness has no beauty. And the Bible says, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. We are to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And in loving God with all of our heart, we are to hate sin, wickedness, and evil with all of our being. The more we love God, the greater will be our hatred for evil. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Now our 10th verse of Scripture, James chapter 4 and verse 8. Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. Let me quote the first part of this verse of Scripture. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. You'll not be able to draw nigh to God unless you are willing to submit yourself to God and resist the devil. So Paul says, or James says here, James 4 and 8, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. God can take bigger steps than we can, but we must take ours for God to take his. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. James chapter 4 and verse 8. Our 11th verse, again returning to the book of Philippians. There's much good instruction in daily living found in the little book of Philippians. This time, chapter 2 and verse 14. Do all things without murmurings and disputings. How beautiful the instructions are in those few words. Do all things without murmurings and disputings. Oh, there's so much murmuring and complaining in the world, and there's so much disputing, disagreeing. quarreling and fussing. But if we're going to live the Christian life, and we're giving you scriptures today that are good for daily Christian living. So Paul said to the Philippian church, do all things without murmurings and disputings. Now our 12th verse, and this one is taken out of Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5. Be content with such things as you have, for he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. How needful this is. People today are wanting this, they're wanting that, stealing, lying, cheating, misrepresenting things to get material things, and material things do not bring real happiness. Material things cannot bring peace to the soul, and material things do not help you in living the Christian life if you're going to set your affection upon them. So the Hebrew writer says, be content with such things as you have, for he has said, that's God, he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. What a precious promise the latter part of that verse is. But it's predicated upon our being content with such things as we have. And if we will be content with such things as we have, then the Lord will never leave us nor forsake us. Now the 13th verse, and again, Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Now the verses that I have given, and of course I've only given 12 before this one, but there are many, many verses in the Bible that instruct us how to live. And the ones that I have given are very sound, very proper, and very good for Christian living. And you might feel like, well, I just can't do that. Well, remember Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. After all, it is Christ living in us that enables us to live the Christian life anyway. Greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world. We're not talking about living a Christian life in ourselves, in our own wisdom or in our own strength. No, we're talking about what the Lord does for you when he saves you and gives his sustaining, keeping grace. So Paul said, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Now, the beauty and enjoyment of a holy life is that it can always be improved upon. Yes, we are to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I trust that these scriptures that I have brought to you today will be a blessing and a help to you to grow in your Christian life. Heavenly Father, bless these thoughts to our congregation today. Use them by your Spirit. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you, and we do trust it has proven to be a blessing to you. If so, why not write and let us know? Our mailing address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net, our email address. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. www.wayoftruth.org. And I'd like to remind you that you can join us in our Sunday services by going to our webpage and tuning in at the proper time. Our morning service begins 20 minutes before 11. Our evening service begins at 6. Our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for listening to the broadcast. We invite you to be with us when we come your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.